Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, somebody, bless the Lord. Come on out, somebody, bless the Lord this morning. Come on out, this is the day that, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. Come on now. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that this word is forever settled in heaven. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. This atmosphere has been energized. It has been activated. It has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And Father, I declare and decree that no weapon formed against us, no weapon formed against this broadcast, the technology, the internet connection, any other devices, the tech, the laptops, the iPads, the iPhones, the Androids, desktops, Father, whatever that they're doing, Father, if they're in their car listening, if they're in the grocery store, Father, wherever they are, Lord God, this word is going to fall on good ground. Come on now. Father, you said, high glory. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So, Father, we declare and decree that as we sow the seed of the word, it shall activate salvation, healing, and deliverance. Father, I declare, Lord God, that as this word goes forth, and as they receive this word, Father, you said that you would give them the power to become the sons of God. Father, I declare and decree right now that according to your word, woo, my God, my God, my God. Father, you said, Lord God, that the seed is the word of God. So, Father, as this seed is activated in a good ground, it's going to activate the season of 5785. 5785 is our season of multiplied and abundant grace. So, Father, as they receive this word is being activated. It's activating multiplication, increase, abundance, peace, grace, favor, high glory, healing. Woo, my God, healing. Father, I declare, Lord God, that healing is their portion, healing. Father, you said healing is the children's bread. Father, oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord God. Healing, 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 spirit, soul, body, and financially. Father, I declare and decree that they are out of debt. Their needs are met. They have plenty of more to put in store. Father, I declare and decree, oh, God, I'm going to say it again, that they are out of debt. Their needs are met. They have plenty of more to put in store. Father, I declare and decree right now that as this word goes forth, oh, my God, my God. Hey, Kishka Shota. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, Reda Boko Shande Boko Shata. Oh, my God, my God. Father, I declare and decree right now, oh God, that as this word goes forth, angels are being dispatched. Father, you said that you have given us ministering spirits, God, glory, that are working for us, Lord God. They work for us. They're working for us, God, glory. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God does man live. And Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that this word, Father, listen, everyone right now. Don't worry whether it's Democrat or Republican. Don't worry whether it's about the House or the Senate. Don't worry. Don't be concerned about the political agenda. What we need to be on our knees, he said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, high glory, and turn from their wicked ways. Father, this nation, high glory, is going. And I speak this prophetically. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. I better go ahead and just sound the alarm. Come on now. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground in Jesus' name. See, See, as a prophet, the Bible says that you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Listen, when my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. Listen, it isn't about who's president. It isn't about who's vice president. It isn't about, listen, it is not about who is Republican or Democrat, because all those are political agendas, okay? There's a couple of scriptures that I want to read this morning, and I don't even know why I'm going here, but whoo, oh my God. Listen, we have a help, okay? If our people who humble shall pray, okay? Shall humble themselves and pray. Humble themselves and pray and turn from what? Their wicked ways. Listen, there will be no rejoicing in this kingdom, in this nation, until righteousness is in leadership. Okay, the Bible says the people, when the righteous are in leadership, the people rejoice. But I want to share something with you. Okay, listen, and we're going to be here. We've been here this week. Listen, we must be about the Father's business, the kingdom agenda of God. Listen, we must. Jesus said, didn't you think that I must be about my Father's business? Come on. Listen. All right, let's go here. Just so that way I can prove it to you. Okay. We're going to go to Matthew 6:33. And remember, we're talking about the kingdom agenda. 5785 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. And what you got to understand is when we do the kingdom agenda, when we activate the kingdom purpose of our life in the earth and begin to walk in it, God's kingdom, listen, God's kingdom provision is released. Oh, come on. See, I'm trying to get something to you this morning. Come on now. Father, I thank you. He says, look, let me just type this in there so that way you can see it. Matthew 6:31-33. Come on now. Go to Matthew chapter 6. He says, therefore, take no thought saying, now listen, we must be careful. The Lord spoke that 5785, though it's our season of multiplied and abundant grace, one of the keys in this season is that will be the power of your mouth. This will be a time to be especially mindful of the words that are spoken, that of the words that you speak. Sorry about that. Because Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra weight and authority, releasing what? God's plan in the earth, okay? We must be about God's kingdom business, okay? Therefore, take no thought what we shall eat, what we shall drink, what we shall wear, where we're gonna live. For after all these what things, now don't get it twisted, God wants you to have the things you need, not only to live and just scrape by, but that your cup overflows, okay? For after all these things, do what? The Gentiles seek. So the first thought of the Gentile is, what do you wear? Is it Prada? Is it Gucci? Well, where shall we eat? Are you eating in five-star restaurants, okay? What shall we drink? Where are we going to live, okay? What zip code do you live in? Gentiles are those who have no relationship with the Father. Now, listen, if you are doing and walking after the kingdom, listen, God's kingdom agenda, you should be prospering. You shall prosper and be in health, okay? Now, listen, let me say it like this. Your kingdom inheritance is wealth, okay? Spirit, soul, body, and financially. The kingdom promise is debt freedom, okay? That's a part of the covenant. That's a part. Oh my God. But verse 33, but seek ye first what? The kingdom of God, God's kingdom agenda, and his what? Righteousness, the righteousness of God. First of all, you are the righteousness of God, but righteousness just means the relationship. So when you keep the relationship intact, when you seek God's kingdom agenda first and his relationship, then what? All these, here there's the power of all, and all these what? Things shall be what? Added. I've already spoken this what? For the past couple of weeks, this will be the season of multiplied and abundant grace. You will be multiplied and added, and God's kingdom agenda is to not only multiply you and increase you, but it's also to make the devil give back what he stole. That's the part, that's God's kingdom agenda. Okay. Now listen, when you start activating God's kingdom agenda, the word of God in your life, then you activate the kingdom, listen, you activate the kingdom infrastructure in your life. Okay. See, we're about to get deep today. Hebrews chapter 1. Okay. Hebrews chapter 1. Let me show this to you. Because you've been trying to do the kingdom purpose by yourself, and that's not your job. Oh, my God. You cannot do God's kingdom purpose in your life by yourself. You must activate the kingdom infrastructure or the kingdom of heaven to be activated in your life. Hebrews chapter 1. Oh, let me just see here. Okay. And let's just, here we go. Hebrews chapter 1. And we're going to start in verse 10 for context, okay? And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They shall perish, but you remaineth, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture, you shall fold them up, and they shall be changed. But you are the same, and thy years shall not fail. So he's saying, look, no matter what happens on the earth, get this, no matter who is the president, God never fails. But to which of the angels said he, at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? He's talking about Jesus. And they not all ministering spirits sent forth what? To minister for them who shall be the heirs of salvation. We are the heirs of salvation. Jesus died so we could reap the harvest of the heirs of salvation. Oh my God. That means whatever is a part of my inheritance, Jesus already paid the debt. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you getting this? So when we activate God's kingdom purpose, we begin to walk in what God says in Romans chapter 5. Now let's read Romans chapter 5, and it'll make sense. Romans chapter 5, verse 20, for time's sake. Come on now, someone type, it is so. Come on now, let me know that you're with me. It says, verse 19 and 20. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that offense or sin might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Oh, come on now. Grace did much more abound. Now, why is this key? Oh, see? Woo, my God. Because when you understand that God doesn't look for you to be perfect, he wants you to walk in perfection. That means you allow him. The My sheep hear my voice. You allow him to be the father in your life. He's the author and finisher of what? Your faith. Oh my God. He gives you the word. That's the author, because in the beginning was the word. But then he gives you the power to become the what? Sons of God. That's the finisher. That's the Omega. He's the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Oh, come on now. Are you getting this? Oh my God. See, he's going to make the devil return seven times. Listen, Proverbs chapter 6. And we'll end here today. Proverbs chapter 6. Someone type, I receive it. Look at verse 30 and 31. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But if he be found, who? The thief. So when you catch the devil, when God gives you the revelation and the insight where and how the enemy's been coming at you and trying to defeat you, now the devil and the enemy has been caught. But if he be found, if he be caught, he, the enemy, the devil, shall restore how much? Sevenfold. And he, the devil, the enemy, shall give you all the substance of his house. So when you catch the devil, God makes the devil return seven times what he stole. And he says that's not enough. When you catch him, everything that he was storing up, I'm giving that to you also, because he never should have touched her. Come on now. Woo, my God. God's kingdom agenda. Are we doing, seek ye first the kingdom of God? You must ask yourself this question. Listen. My parents were pastors and they've gone to be with the Lord. Amen. They taught us at a very early age. They taught us the word of God, the word of faith. They taught us from Hebrew roots, the Hebrew history, because you cannot connect Christ unless you connect it to your Hebrew heritage. Because the Bible says, if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed. And you can't be the heir according to the promise unless you connect your Hebrew connection with your Jesus connection. Oh, come on now. I'm trying to get some revelation to you today. See, you're trying to do something with only part of the agenda or only part of the details. Oh, my God. You can't even connect. You can't even embrace and receive the blessing of the Lord unless you embrace your father, Abraham. Oh, come on now. I'm just telling it like it is. See, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Maybe, ha glory, hikisha. Woo! There's something in the kingdom agenda that God wants you to refocus and relearn because you haven't embraced it. It's been causing you not to be whole and complete so God can just pour out the blessing. Oh, come on now. Seek ye first what? The kingdom, God's way of doing things. Come on now, seek ye first the kingdom. See, I'm trying to get this into your spirit this morning. See, if you're not sowing seed, you're not doing the kingdom. Listen. He says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. If you don't do God's Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. You can't have harvest unless you're first sowing seed. You cannot, come on now, you cannot reap from God unless you first sow. This is why God says, I love a cheerful what? Giver. Come on now. The kingdom agenda. The kingdom agenda. The kingdom agenda. When you sow your seed today, you're sowing your 5785 seed. You can use the PayPal or you can use the camera and scan it and use the QR code. It'll take you to the church PayPal. You can use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account using our Gmail, restoredmintl@gmail.com. Sow the 5785 seed, whether it's 5785, 15785, $578.50, or $5,785, whatever it is. show God and show the devil you have activated the kingdom agenda of God in your life. And when you do this, I promise you, he won't fail you. And you can also do what's called in the kingdom the prophet's reward or the terumah. Okay? The Bible says that in Ezekiel 44:30, that the first of all first fruits of all things, seek ye what? First, the kingdom. And every oblation, that word oblation in Hebrew is terumah. Okay? Of all and of every sort of terumah shall be the priest. You shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may speak the blessing to rest in your house. So when you sow the seed, if you want to sow it into the hand of the prophet and do what's called the terumah, now you activate that by sowing the seed into my Cash App. Amen. Amen. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. Amen. Okay. So now, and when you sow the seed into the hand of the prophet opens up his mouth, speaks, thus saith the Lord, and God honors the voice of the prophet. Because the Bible says right here in Ezekiel 44:30, it's not my word. And you shall give unto the priest the first of you know, that he, the priest, may cause. This word cause means to prophesy, declare, and decree the blessing to what? Rest. Not just the day, but to rest, take up living space in your house. Now, when you sow it in the hand of the prophet, use my Cash App at $MDBryant. And listen, I speak and I pray, I declare, I prophesy over your lives daily. That's why God calls me the overseer, the watcher of your soul. Why? Because that's my job. I pray, I intercede. It's your job to sow and do the kingdom agenda. So, Father, right now, I declare and decree as they sow into this kingdom ministry, as they sow into the hand of the priest, Father, I declare and decree the blessing of the Lord shall make them rich and add no sorrow. Father, you said, prove you now and see if you will not open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they will not have room enough to receive it. Father, I say sevenfold and the substance of what they've caught the devil with today. Father, I declare that you, that as they give, you shall give back good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Father, I declare and decree they are out of debt. Their needs are met. They'll have plenty of more to put in store. Father, I declare and decree wealth beyond measure. Father, I declare and decree, woo, my God, somebody better get this today. You better type, it is so. Woo, my God. Father, I declare and decree wealth beyond measure. Wealth beyond measure. They're being blessed to be a blessing. Someone's been looking for it. You've been waiting for some business contracts for your entrepreneur business. So that way you can finish off some things for this year and begin for next year. I just heard the Lord as you release the seed. Release a $578.50 seed or the $5,785 seed. And not only will they do that contract, but they will sign multi, they will add years to the contract because of the favor of the Lord. Father, I declare and decree right now. Oh my God. Father, I declare and decree. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Father, that there are some right now who are watching that you had some things set aside, that you were setting aside to plan a vacation. The Lord said, sow a seed from it. Sow the $157.85 or the $578.50 seed and watch how God multiplies your vacation and he adds to it. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. It will go from economy to first class, save the Lord. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, Tinabako, come on now, lift your hand. The Lord is here. Woo, he's here, and he is speaking the kingdom agenda. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Oh, Reke Shetanabako Shah. Woo, my God, my God, my God, oh my God. Hey, Father, hey, I declare and decree right now, I come against the thought, the mindset, or the diagnosis of breast cancer. God, glory. You've been diagnosed. There was a lump under the left breast. The Lord said, don't worry. I sow the seed and watch what God clears up and cleans up. It will not only be in remission, it will no longer be there, saith the Lord. Sow the seed. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God, my God. Somebody better jump up in this river right now. Woo, Doug and Donna, guys, I pray over the seed that was sown. Glory. Woo, my God, healing and wholeness in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare and decree. Woo, my God, many years left to do what's on their heart in the name of Yahshua. Father, I declare and decree. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Father, I declare and decree right now, oh God. Hey, Kishay Tenabah. Woo, healing is their portion. Oh, my God, healing is their portion right now in Jesus' name. Father, I declare and decree right now. Woo, my God, my God, my God, oh my God. Father, I declare and decree that those who sow into this river today, who sow into this ground today, not only shall receive sevenfold from the enemy, Father, but your word says in Deuteronomy chapter 1, and I speak and I'll declare this verse of scripture, that the Lord, your God, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 10, and 11, the Lord your God hath multiplied you, and behold you this day as the stars of the heaven for a multitude. Verse 11, the Lord your God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more, so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised. Not only shall you be multiplied 1,000 times, but you shall also be blessed according to the promise. That's the word. So, Father, I declare and decree. I declare and decree and agree that this word, these two verses, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, I mean 10 and 11, is their portion right now in Jesus' name. Father, I declare and decree. Oh, my God, my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Father, listen, listen, I prophesy. Woo, Lord God, that while everyone else will be in a state of fear and chaos, God's kingdom sons, our glory, wealth shall be transferred into your portion, into your account. This will be seasons of wealth transfer. Woo, because wealth is transferred in a time of chaos. And Father, I receive it, I speak it, I declare it, and it is so in Jesus' name. Please don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Don't worry. Listen, it's about the kingdom agenda. Be blessed.